The objectives are to develop information and communication technology policies and legislation that create conditions for an accelerated and effective of the South African economy, an economy that is sustainable and positively impacting the whole region of all our people. The entities that fall under the Department of Communication is ASA, Independent Communication Authority of South Africa, and what it does, the licensing and the regulation of electronic and broadcasting platforms, new licenses to broadcasters, television stations, community radio stations, and another industry under the Department of Communication is also associated with South Africa. Community television station, they will struggle to get funding, maybe using training, so the MCPA at least for that purpose makes them and helps them maybe even work with Centec. The new Centec is a national signal user. The committee will work to one of the station one time and then we will see what is happening with the community. And then there's also Brand South Africa, which developing the network of information in the national marketing and communication strategy of South Africa. The role of Brand South Africa actually is to project the image of South Africa as a viable investment destination so that investors from outside, people from outside can come to South Africa and then make their investment through trading or even forest to come is built with a negative image in South Africa so that the outside world can come and see what comes to South Africa. And then come to the film and have the station for the FDB regulating control of the station production, production and distribution, and distribution of film in the second publication. This will be online. This is the vision, a number of issues. I think I'll come to when I'm dealing with the and then on legislation, on our next slide, the committee deals with three legislation as well. But members will recall that there were more legislation than that one. Just that some of the departments that were under the committee are no longer with us. The Department of Science and Technology and the Department of Telecommunication. So we did more than that, but for the relevance of the community to that and emphasize, these are the three. Image acknowledge system, the year that was dealt with. This focus was mainly to promote and to develop image acknowledge. There are a lot of issues there. We talk about medicinal plants, we talk about health, talk about pain, everything that is in this world. Because before government believed that people will come from outside, talk with me, and later I'll give them those rights, and then they will make money, but I will have nothing in return. The focus there was that the communities where maybe you can come to land, they will form a trust so that whatever investment that you want, the community. And then there's the student interpretation amendment here. The focus of that bill mainly was to deal with the definition of hate speech and also the definition of excessive violence with regard to death offenses. I remember that there was a Israeli, that start to connect Asians were very offended by the situation, because when it comes to pornography, it said it removed, it said everything that does not have violence, then it will be allowed. And it is everywhere, but also, the public comment and issues with that, but still are part. And then the last one was the appeal of the over 500 documents that we received after we have done our legal process, and I had to be interested there. This one was mainly about passing and transfer phones as a tour and then code, because they are not a non-profit business. They are not a non-profit business. There is one. I have to put it there into that, because the committee is going to deal with that issue. When Transnet sold Aventura, then an investor from America bought it, but then there was a TV company under 30%. It was sold to a TV consortium, which was 30%. And then the problem with that is that the employees didn't benefit in that case. So they raised issues and said, there was more employee share ownership here. But this was done when former minister Jeff Carter was the minister of public enterprise. So what happened then was, as soon as the DE consortium was the 30%, after the sale of process and done, it sold that 50% back to the American investor, which means that there was no community. The guy owned everything. But then the former employees who did benefit at all, they raised this issue throughout the year up until that he came to the committee. Then the reason why they came to the committee is because the investor now wanted the diversity of the resort. But when they go to the master's office, the diversity reflected that the Department of Public Enterprise still owns the resort. So, because the resort was established by an act of parliament, then an active parliament had to annul it. So, when they came, then it was an opportunity then for the workers, for my workers, who came and said, if you go ahead with this, we will feel offended because it has not been, we have not been included. And then the committee made a commitment that this is a legacy issue, that this parliament needs to take up this issue. The department was given a time to address that matter and to make sure whatever happens, they keep the workers' benefit. The department committed itself and said they're going to pursue that 30%, and if possible, they can turn it into a share ownership for the former employees. Mm-hmm. On the 31st, the department will come and make a presentation to update the committee of what is happening. Oh, no. And then challenges emerging in the processing of those bills. Because the time was very short, mainly because it was towards the end of the state parliament. So there were issues that were raised with regard to the processing of, to the processing of those bills. And also another issue, I think that parliamentary legal advisors sometimes need to be in the committee, not necessarily when the bills are being processed. Mm-hmm. There are times when you will find out of the debate or the discussions the committee that has, there might be a need for legal clarity. And yet the committee, there is a legal advisor attached to every committee. So I think members had to freely seek this advice. If, for an example, a legal advisor sitting somewhere there. So I think that will be important, but also it will familiarize the legal advisor with the committee itself, so that when the time comes to make presentations, understand exactly where to come. On the next page are the visits. the committee went to Denel, looked at Denel. At the time we went to Denel, these members will look at the document. It was 2014. At the time Denel was doing well. The committee went there to look at the project that were run by Denel for the benefit of the communities, because sometimes companies like Denel, it's very difficult to see what is the service delivery record, because they focus only on profit, and that profit is retained profit. So it's very difficult to say the people have benefited here, except in the creation of jobs. So the committee said, we want to see what projects are you doing in the various communities. So at the time they were doing well, there were no financial problems, and the committee was very happy with what Denel was. It's math and science project. They were training young scientists. They did demonstration for us, and the committee emphasized that you must reach out all the provinces. You must not focus only on Gauteng. And then Transnet, when we went to Transnet, it was the research pay. We looked at the Transnet. They call it the market demand strategy, because they believe that future-wise, there's a lot of demand for import and export, because they are operating in the terminal port. So we wanted to expand that capacity, because another issue you find that instead of transporting coal via the wagon, the coal is transported by truck. That issue had to be addressed. And then we went also to South Africa Airways. There were a lot of financial problems when we went there. But they came up with a turnaround strategy, and they explained to the committee, this is what we're going to do. We hope that once the turnaround strategy is being implemented, the airline will become profitable. But soon after, we left, and then it was under administration, it was under pressure. Then there's also South African Express. The reason why we went there, South African Express had a financial challenge as well. The challenge was that they delayed the tabling of their financial report to Parliament, because there was an issue of a tolling concern. They had to sort that money so that they get an unqualified support. We went to Medupi at the time, there were strikes. There were a lot of issues at Medupi at the time. The committee, when it got there, invited all the stakeholders, local business people, and they asked how are you benefiting, because if you look at Medupi, it was more than 100 billion. So that amount of money, because government policy was that a certain portion of that money should go to local business and to be. So when we went there, we asked all the various stakeholders and the local business people, how did you benefit from this? They complained that they say some of the companies and stuff like that. The staff of, at the time, the units that were operational were about three. But soon after we left them, there were issues, and we never called them, nor would we ever join them. So Alesco, I think, is the diamond mining company. Subcold is the same thing. Their land claims are affecting the business of Subcold. And the land claimants and Subcold are negotiating what is called a post settlement, where the Subcold will work with those land claimants, or it will continue.
We had agreed on a 15 minutes.
I'm about to finish. And then there's Richard Pree. I explained why we went to Transnet. One, is what the MPTA is doing to support the community television station. South African Express, financial statements were postponed again. So that is why we went there. Some of the issues that our committee experienced during the oversight visit, there were logistical challenges, accommodation and long distance, especially traveling by road. And then at times, members of the board and senior staff didn't want to share some of the information with the committee. I remember when the committee went to Transnet, soon after we heard a number of reports and corruption allegations, but when the committee was there, none of that came up. So the committee felt that it needs to be taken seriously when it goes there, so that as a national legislature, it should not be hearing stuff from the media.
when the SOEs are actually owned by the government. So that, those are some of the challenges. Then issues that need to be followed up, almost in response to the reluctance to share information, which hinders the work of the committee if entities are not willing to share. Then issues that are outstanding from the State Parliament, I did mention them earlier on, the digital migration project has been postponed for several years. There were court issues, but it's still outstanding. And the committee, with regard to the work of the Department of Competition, to take that into consideration. Also making broadband accessible and available to underserved areas. We've got a company owned by the state, Broadband Nusako, which has committed itself to make internet and other services available to underserved areas, which will be rural communities, since they are concentrated mostly in the cities. And then for the Department of Public Enterprise, it will be the implementation of the state of settlement, resolving the land claims between South Korean relevant committees, as well as monitoring the implementation of state-owned company turnaround strategies, including recovering money lost as a result of flouting Public Finance Management Act regulation. That was the last one, I think.
Thank you very much. That is the legacy report written by content of health. I now open for discussion.
Thanks, Chair, by way of making a comment, firstly, thanks, Eric, for the report. I find it disturbing, Chair, that government officials can be reluctant or can withhold information from members of parliament. I would suggest that we flag that issue. If indeed, and I'm not second guessing Eric's report, if indeed this is what obtained, I think as a committee we need to flag the issue and find a way of going back to those SOEs that were found to have behaved in that manner. That's the first one, Chair. And the second issue, Chairperson, is an overall result. I had when Eric was talking on the issue, we also whispered that we'll be meeting as a committee to deal with the issue individually. May I suggest that before we need to deal with the issue, I do not know that it is set the 1st of July. I do not know what format will that meeting take. Will it be briefed by the department?
Yes, because the department needs to come and give us the proper support, as they had committed that they are going to do something about that investment.
It's a serious matter, Chair, because Eric will know there's a similar issue with Waterfront here, for instance, when Transnet was unbundling, what do they call them, non-core business. Now, I wouldn't want to have the committee in a situation where the department comes in and briefs us on something that we will be seeing for the first time. My suggestion would be maybe we need to set aside 30 minutes. Eric gives us a concise report on the overfall resort visit issue, so that when we meet the department, we are fully briefed by the conduct of the fire and the researcher. The third one, I know you have not mentioned it already, the table bed modular reactor. Was it done away with? I know it's not part of your legacy report, but it could form part of the legacy report of the fourth parliament. Is it now scrapped?
I think it was scrapped in the fourth parliament.
Okay. South African Express Airways, Chair. It has always been a habit. It's more or less, it's been a practice at SA Express of them missing deadlines of submitting their financials. I mean, in the fourth parliament, I can't recall how many times did they postpone their submission. And I would really strongly suggest that the committee should look into that kind of behavior. Are they back on air? Are they flying now? Not yet. And the last one, Chairperson. Eric, what on the Alexco issue? I've been to Alexco myself. I know exactly what you're talking about. But one of the serious issues in Alexco. You have people that are mining diamonds in that part of the country. Those diamonds are taken to Johannesburg. There is hardly no person accountable to that community that has taken so much diamond. People are doing as they wish. Even the CEO, the CEO at the time couldn't account to Parliament as to the value of diamonds that are extracted from that area. And I would ask the committee chair to really push for a political way to resolve that issue. When two factions in a community are fighting, it is our responsibility as politicians and government to come in and provide an amicable solution. It's something, Honorable Connie, that's similar to Columbia. Mm. You know, we have to have some sort of a political will as government and as politicians. Otherwise, it's a terrible situation in that area.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Let me join and welcome the presentation. I'll first deal with the comment and provide an assistance that will assist all of us, Honorable Nana, moving forward. The first one is in relation to what we might be planning to do as a community. I'm not necessarily responding to other reasons, but I want all of us to be on the same page, because the presentation is creating impression that is not entirely correct. Honorable Smith and Honorable Labuskakhne without because they were part of the previous committee. When we were in the fifth term, we took a decision that not even a single committee would deprive the opportunity for a study tour. And this very same one, if I remember very well, it was Australia. It went to Australia, but it's not what is reflected there. What was deprived?
It's not this one.
But same committee.
No.
Same membership.
No, not the same. Same membership.
The issue that I'm mentioning is, what was a problem because it might be an issue even now. It's Honorable Nana, at the end of the term, we have an application for a committee that wants to do a study talk. Then the question is, what is that study talk going to assist the committee? So it's good for a committee at the beginning to make a necessary arrangement. So that is why all committees that made the application, then all of them were given the opportunity to go, because it was empowering those committees. That is why members went to Australia, went to Canada, went to all over the world, so that you can understand what we'll be doing. That's important, because the decision that must take as a committee. Then the second one is the issue of as a committee, right from the beginning, because we must own the program. If there's an urgent issue that you see as a member, because we're going to adopt the program as a committee, you come and present it. No one will come and impose a program to the committee, because it's going to assist us moving forward. If you go to slide, you look at your slide 3, you go to slide 3. My problem with something like that one, the third bullet, managerial issues and board members failing to fulfill their fiduciary duties, it's creating an impression that you always have the challenge of a board, yet you have got a situation where you have an executive interfering and undermining a board and that entity not working. But if you read that slide, it's like the problem is only a board, because most of these entities, we know now that the problem was not only a board. We've been to them, you'll see a board that is effective, then you've got a member of executive that is undermining that board and creating a problem for that board. So in presenting this thing, we have to present it in a very objective way, because it must assist us when playing our part. The third issue that I think is relevant, Eric, that you were supposed even to touch it, when you were listing the entities falling under e-communication. Sitting here now, I know out of the reading in media and the press statement by government that Brand South Africa, even though UFIFTEM was part of e-communication, but now, we saw the minister in the president who is in charge of monitoring and evaluation is in charge of that one. So it was going to be good for you when presenting a legacy report by giving us a current arrangement, because I will be, as the member of a committee, expecting to see Brand South Africa. And when I say, you know, let's go to Brand South Africa, and I'm told, no, it's no longer under communication, it's somewhere else. Yeah, it's just more for communication. So it was going to be fair to give us that information so that we're not having wrong expectations. Then the issue of the entities, in supporting what has been said by Honorable Nadi, I have a view that as we're starting on the right footing with the presentation that is giving us the legacy report, it will assist us to have the opportunity to look at all of them at once and prioritize them the way we want to do them as a committee, so that we visit where we think there are some critical challenges and we use the information that we have at our disposal that might assist when we want to go to them and deal with them. It's an issue that I think it can go a long way to assist us moving forward. But with that as it may, it's a detailed report, if you read it, is the one that can go a long way to make us to have a different approach when dealing with the entities and departments when they are coming to do their presentation to us. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Anna.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also just thank the presenter now for the legacy report. I've read through the report, the previous report that was sent to us. My concern that I want to raise here as a committee, I think when you are a new member and then you are sitting now with issues and challenges that is coming now from the third and the fourth parliament, and we are sitting now with the sixth parliament and that now. In terms of our role, I think in terms of the committee role and our responsibilities in terms of oversight, if we are facing now a challenge in terms of poor performance of ministers to committees, I think that is now for me a serious issue that we need to take the matter, because the impact in terms of what the service delivery and the outcomes will be, and in terms of accountability of the minister not coming here and the deputy minister, and you've raised the issue here also about them having meetings on the same day that the committee is sitting. So we need to have a way of getting through that, because for me also to come and the minister is not available to come, the first person that must account, that will be a challenge for me sitting here in a committee, that the minister or the deputy minister is not available to come to the committee. Then the other issue that I want to raise is the matter that's dealing with the bills now, the processing of those bills that is on the presentation. Also an issue for me is we can't just pass bills because of time frames, for example, or the time frame or hasn't been met, or that because it will leave now for me also and others now to see, but why was there in a hurry to pass a bill because the fifth parliament has just ended and now the bill must be passed through. And I think that one also we need to highlight and concentrate on that matter. Then the other thing, I think the in terms of prioritization, in terms of what we must focus on, I think I agree with the last speaker. Yeah, we can do that. Thanks, sir.
I just want to make a proposal before we start the meeting. As we go through the year, very often when the department comes to meet with us, we will say we request this to be presented, we do this, we do this. And out of those discussions, we make other decisions. And I find it very hard, I think it's hard for all of us, to go back, because all those things are minuted in the report and in the minutes. I know it's minuted. But it's very difficult for us, say for instance, in a term or something, to say, okay, what are the decisions, what are the things that we need to still pursue, and what are the things that we decide is not a priority anymore. So I would plead for some way of a, I don't know how you can call it, a list or a record of decision or a kind of a list for the committee and say, okay, these are the things that out of this committee needs to be put on the agenda. What did we do? What are the things that we've done in the term, and what are the things that we haven't done, so that it just makes it easier for us to stick with the program. And from time to time, maybe priorities will change, and then we can decide as a committee and say, this is why it changed, and this is why it didn't change.
Thank you very much.
So it's one issue that I think is important, Chair, assisting yourself when taking advantage of being in this committee, the issue that I raised of committees. Committees except one, all the committees are two in one, meaning the very same committee is another committee in another meeting. So when they do applications, especially when they're doing oversight or whatever, because they are two in one, the assumption is that you have your colleague who memo this.
Mm.
It's the chairperson, but it's the same membership.
Mm.
What is changing is yourself, you become a member in that committee.
Okay.
So that thing is very important, because the issue that I referred to, it might be interpreted as if it's wrong, but when the assumption was made, when the application was made, is that the two chairperson will come together and agree that you are going to do this one, then I'm going to do this one, because it's two in one. Even if you go to oversight, somebody will say, because it's minerals, I'm going to Golobeni. Somebody will say, no, but we're not going to Golobeni. The following day, I want us to look at SAA, because it's two in one. So that is very important, because there's no way that you can decide on the same day that you are taking your committee to Zimbabwe, and I'm taking my committee to Zambia, because the membership is the same. So once you understand the principle, and that's what sometimes will create problems. And you might find the other chairperson that won't raise his or her issues suffering, and it will make the membership to suffer. So it's very important, and it will create the impression that there's another one that is being sidelined or whatever. But once you understand that principle,
thank you very much. I don't know from the content advisor if there is any clarity seeking question that you wanted to respond on.
Thanks, Chaplain. No, I just noted some of the issues that have been raised by the members with regard to prioritization of the issues that the committee can do. I think previously it used to be the Department of Public Enterprise used to finance that to the 2 to 3 days where they will bring all, they will call all the SOEs, so they are senior executives, but they will also call people who are independent analysts who will come and analyze the different sectors in which all the SOEs are operating on. They will give their views. Some will be academic. All the SOEs will be there on a one day. But I tried to push for it in the previous 2 years because it was funded by the department. I don't know whether they have now financial issues, but they no longer do that. But I tried, I think last year, to do them, even if it's in Parliament, where the Department of Communication will come with all the entities, because they operate in different sectors, as well as the PPE, to explain what are the mandates. And what is also important is the corporate governance principles, because the way the entities operate is different than other businesses. Well, we have to know what the board members are supposed to do, the CEO, the Public Finance Management Act, when they flout regulations. And also, Honorable KT, when she says we need a tracking mechanism of the resolution that has been taken by the committee. So we can do that by taking the resolution from the minister, so that from time to time we press the committee, this is the decision. We call for a department or an entity to come and appraise us for an update or something like that. So I've taken note of some of the issues.
No, thank you very much, and I really want to thank the honorable members for the comments that they have made. We have noted quite a number of issues that you raised, the honorable members. The attendance of the executives to the committee, I think, is something that we need to look into. When we put invites, we must make sure that we put the invite on time, they give us documentation on time for members to look into those documentation, for them to be able to contribute when you are in committee meeting. We make sure that we give a time frame to say we need you maybe in 7 days or what number of days to advise me the secretariat. Administration. Yeah. You still have a follow-up? I wanted to close.
No, it's not a follow-up, Chair, but I wanted to check. I made a proposal about a precursor meeting to the meeting of the 31st related to
She seconded.
So it's so part of the issue that we're going to look at. But you just opened it and you are trying to afford it. No, thank you very much. I was saying we need to look at that. The issue of the study tour, I think, is something we need to consider as early as now.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better, together with the because we share the same membership, mm-hmm. so that it's we'll look into it. I think the other issues are comments which we have noted from honourable members. We'll try and make sure that we follow up on the issues, the prioritisation of the committees that we need to meet, the meeting, the prioritisation, the looking into the issues that were from the previous parliament, so that we as the sixth administration, we don't postpone other issues like there are others on the third, the fourth, to here. If we look at them, all of them, and then we say what are the issues, we follow them up, and then we close all of them. I want to thank all the members for your participation, and we really want to thank you for the wonderful deliberations and the issues that we raised. I don't know as to whether there are any announcements.
Through the chairperson, I've sent you the invitation from the Department of Public Enterprises and also from the Department of Communications. Mm-hmm. They are members are invited to budget vote, but I'm giving it to members. Were stipulated in the document.
Declined.
One is today and the other one is tomorrow. If it is tomorrow, this is the one. Then for today, it has members' names.
No, we didn't.
Let's look at looking at the Department of Public Enterprises. They promised to send me the presentation today so that I send the two members for the
I saw some emails now.
So we'll make sure that we follow up on those presentations. We want members to get presentation on time, so that they're able to look into them and assist in the deliberation. The committee meeting is on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
I miss when I go to the gym, but we can't. No, don't know how to go until they come to our meeting.
Tomorrow in Babunyam, you want?
Thank you.
again. I'm saying at least there are familiar faces.
Yeah.
All the throws on my back. No, you're referring to.
Not in our town.
No, no, we don't see.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good at that.
Thank you. Thank you. Njani hayi tapelo njani yo you was be little bit better hey ayi mu yebo mu
international
I'm going to go to the next one.